This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Are there any astronomers out there or astrophysicists? Because I'm getting all these ads popping up on my computer to buy solar eclipse glasses. And apparently there's these solar eclipse kits and picnic blankets, and I'm supposed to be buying all sorts of stuff for this? All right, so you guys know, if you haven't heard, we're supposed to be seeing a total solar eclipse. First time in decades. And then, I guess, not for a long, 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 long time. And the countdown, I guess, is on for August 21st. They say if you aren't in the path where you can see the whole thing, you'll at least see partial. So you'll see something. You're not supposed to look at it, right? You're not supposed to look at the sun. Kind of like Medusa, right? If you looked at Medusa, you'd turn to rock. If you look at the sun, it affects your retina. You could go blind. Yeah, but if it's an eclipse, you could take a peek. Everybody always takes a peek. You know, they'll kind of sneak a peek. And they'll and like, no, 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 you can't do that. Because as soon as the sun peers out from the eclipse, because remember, well, the sun doesn't move, we move. But as soon as we move, or the moon moves. So basically, what's an eclipse? Okay, so a total solar eclipse is when the moon, okay, moves between the sun and New York City. Okay, when the moon moves between the sun and the earth. So here's earth, here's the sun, and the moon gets its tushy in the way. And the moon's like, hi! And the earth is like, wait, I can't see! It's supposed to be, we need the sun. And the moon's like, but hi! So the moon's eclipse gets its tushy in the way between the earth and the sun. They say it could last for up to 3 hours from beginning to end, according to NASA. They say the lunar shadow will darken the sky. The temperatures are going to drop, and bright stars will appear at a time when it's normally broad daylight. This is according to ABC News. Now, retired NASA astrophysicist and photographer Fred Espenak said the experience usually lasts for just a couple minutes, but it's truly out of this world. And it looks like the process of it going partial, partial, partial is what can be about 3 hours. But the actual full-on eclipse, that full-on darkness, is going to be a couple minutes long. They say it is unlike any other experience you've ever had. It's a visceral experience. You feel it. The hair on your arms, on the back of your neck stand up. You get goosebumps. You have to be there. Now, I have hair on my upper lip. I'm purposely not going to shave that off or pluck it or wax it just for this occasion. Now, Espenak said that the total solar eclipse can last as long as 7 minutes. For the entire August 21st eclipse, NASA anticipates the longest period when the moon obscures the sun's entire surface to last about 2 minutes and 40 seconds. I've had sex that lasted less, so I think that's going to be fine. In fact, we'll probably get bored. I bet the majority of people will be surfing on their phones. So why so special? Well, there's four main types of solar eclipse. You got the partial, you got the annular, you got the total, and you got the hybrid. So according to NASA, total solar eclipses occur once every 12 to 18 months, whereas partial solar eclipses occur more frequently. They say the total solar eclipse on August 21st is very rare because it's the first time the path of total exclusivity crosses the continental U.S. from coast to coast since June 8, 1918. It's also the first continent-wide eclipse to be visible only from the United States since 1776, as opposed to other countries. So for us in America, this is a big thing. Okay? They say it's not a particularly long total eclipse. It said it's not an especially wide path of totality, but it crosses the U.S. and no other country. So we may get a lot of people coming into, you know, our country August 21st to see this. They say the last time the contiguous U.S. saw a total solar eclipse was February 26, 1979. And I was there. I was a kid. I remember we were at school at the time. And we had to go outside with our little pinhole index cards to look at the eclipse. And the teachers were freaking out, making sure none of us looked. And I looked. And I was like, I looked. Ah. She's like, you're fine. All right. So that was February 26, 1979. The path of totality only crossed the Pacific Northwest. ABC's News' Frank Reynolds anchored a special report on the phenomenon, and they said the next time it's going to happen would be 2017, and here we are. 2017. All right, so NASA estimates more than 300 million people in the U.S. would be able to see this. There's a relatively thin path of totality will sweep across Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina. But a partial solar eclipse will be visible to every U.S. state on August 21. In fact, everyone in North America, even parts of South America, Africa, and Europe, will see at least partially something. So what time? Well, very interesting. They say you must be in the path, and the path is a 70-mile-wide ribbon that'll cross the U.S. from west to east, stretching from Lincoln Beach, Oregon, at 9.05 a.m. Pacific Time to Charleston, South Carolina, at 2.48 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, this is going to be tough because I'm on air around that time, and I think I'm going to want to go outside and see this. And technically, if it's 9.05, that's right when I go on air. So we'll have to figure something out. What we'll do is we'll come up with a total eclipse segment. Maybe I'll sing Total Eclipse of the Heart. Total eclipse of the heart. Okay, I'll do something like that for you guys. But then I'll get my tissue back on air. So NASA anticipates the total solar eclipse to last longer near Carbondale, Illinois, 100 miles east of St. Louis, where the sun may be completely blocked for about 2 minutes and 40 seconds. That could be pretty cool. They say you don't have to be on the ground to witness it. You could be on an airplane. Somebody watched one in 1979 at the altitude of 43,000 feet. So hopefully they have really good, what's it called? Instrument guidance? Yeah. All right. So we'll keep you guys posted. But they say if you live in Salem, Oregon, 9.05 a.m. and totality begins at 10.17 a.m., lasting for roughly 2 minutes. Oh, well, then you know what? I could go watch it on a break. Idaho Falls, Idaho, the eclipse starts at 10.15 a.m. Mountain. Casper, 10.22. So we'll let you guys know. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I want to talk about the affirmative action battle, but first we need to talk about there's a little four-month-old Michigan boy that unfortunately appears to be fighting the same or a similar disease to what 11-month-old Charlie Gard faced, who I believe died on his roughly around his first birthday. This little boy, Russell Bubbs Cruzan III, was diagnosed with mitochondrial DNA depletion syndrome 13. It's a multi-system disorder that causes developmental delays, failure to thrive, difficulties feeding, and may progress to a range of neurological disorders. Survival varies, but the median age of reported deaths, they rarely last more than, unfortunately, 2 years old, according to the National Center of Biotechnology Information. They say doctors have told the boys Russell Cruzan II and Michelle Budnick-Knapp that there was nothing they could do for him to make him comfortable. So when, so mom had said when we came in to get the diagnosis, they just said there's no treatment. We would encourage you to take Russell home and enjoy the time that you have with him. Russell has already been rushed, I guess, to Bronson Children's Hospital for dehydration, low body temperature, was released, then had to come back 2 days later with severe respiratory problems, then a month of hospitalization. So, you know, this brings up discussions of, you know, we don't want to accelerate an infant's death, but much discussion that sort of, you know, that circulated around Charlie Gard is, you know, did the baby suffer going in and out of the hospital? You know, if there was hope and a treatment, should it have been instituted early? Well, this is what we're finding out with little baby Russell, okay? What we understand is that they have secured an appointment at Boston Children's Hospital to explore an experimental treatment. But Nick Knapp, the mother, has detailed many of their plans on the Facebook page. They're going to consult with Dr. Irina Anslem, the director of the mitochondrial program and co-director of the neurometabolic program at Boston Children's Hospital. Boston Children's Hospital, according to WoodTV.com, said they will accept the baby as a patient if Bronson Children's Hospital can get the insurance company to authorize a transfer. Now, there is a YouCaring page to help cover the family's expenses of treatment not covered by insurance, and thus far it has raised more than $4,000. Yeah, it's very interesting. It's called YouCaring. You know, GoFundMe, and now it's called YouCaring. So that's, right now, I can't see how much they're at. They're at $8,800. They're from Mattawan, Michigan, and they're at $8,800 for this baby. And, I mean, you know, God bless them, and I hope, and, you know, sending prayers that this baby could make it. But, this is the hard part. This is the very, very difficult part of this conversation, okay? In the olden days, unfortunately, when parents were told there was nothing they could do for the baby, they took it as fact, and baby died. There's a lot of now distrust with the medical system. And these parents were told there was no treatment. Maybe this treatment that was discussed around the Charlie Gard case might actually be a treatment that helps a little baby, baby Russell. Now, where there's questions is there really a treatment? Or did they find in some studies some hope and it's being touted as a treatment? And they need more human subjects to, you know, practice on. And again, this is where the ethics get involved. You know, on one hand, science needs to test treatments on humans. And without human subjects, because diseases are rare, how do they work to make a medicine or a treatment if they can't practice it on people? See? And have trials. We don't use the term practice on people or use guinea pig. We call trials, human trials. On the other end, okay, this is a baby. The baby only has one life. The baby was told that he's not going to have much of a life. Do they want to put the baby through a trial? Do they want to put the baby through, a treatment that could accelerate the death or hurt the baby? This is a very tough decision for the parents. For me, I'd be like, I want to fight. And if I can't fight, if the baby is not in pain and the baby is as comfortable as possible, I would love for us to learn to help others from having, you know, having this illness. People say, well, how can you tell if the baby's uncomfortable or not? You could tell, you know, well, by the time the baby's 4 months old, you could tell what's a regular cry versus a painful cry. So I believe they could do this humanely. You know, but it just brings up so many topics. One conversation is, should we be telling parents that there's a treatment when we really don't have a treatment? And giving them false hope. And then spending money, like, you know, Boston Hospital, from what we understand, they're like, we'll take the baby, but, you know, insurance has got to cover the transfer. You know, there's only so much funds hospitals have. And hospitals are not going to want another Charlie Gard incident. Where they get sued, where they get death threats, where they get taken to court. You know, what happened with Charlie Gard was a tragedy all the way around, to the parents, to the baby, to the hospital. You know, now hospitals do not want a child that, you know, would have passed away naturally to be on life support, not have a treatment for it, and then all these months and months of bad media and lawsuits. And, you know, it's that we want to fight for every single baby. And I want this baby to make it. And, again, they have a You Caring page. All right, I'm going to post that on my website and Twitter, or on my Facebook and Twitter, so we can help this baby out. But at some point, the parents have to have an honest look at things. And if there is a treatment, if there is a treatment, then, yeah, it looks like we do need the whole country to pull together. Now, right now, they're at, what, $8,800? Okay, that only scratches the surface. Right? But then you have other parents out there going, but nobody helped my kid. You know, I mean, you know, my kid has issues and nobody's helping my kid. My kid's not getting the media attention. So it's just, it's a bad case all around. I commend the parents for fighting the fight. If there is no real fight and we're prolonging things, right, that has to be addressed and that has to be honestly given. But, you know, right now with the media, nobody wants to stand up and say there's no treatment. No one's going to do that. Everybody's going to hedge. You know, we're very careful with our words now in the media. You know, we're very, very careful, except for Trump. You know, everybody else, you know, they're kind of choosing their words carefully. You know, well, you know, we're evaluating this. There's some, you know, trials with this medication. We're still working on human trials. There is a chance. Well, is it a 0.00001% chance? You tell parents of a dying kid there's a, you know, minuscule chance, they are going to clutch at that chance. I don't blame them. So we'll see what happens. But the conversation is going to come right on our laps where we have to deal with when do we decide to help a baby and when don't we? Right? There's only so much money. There's only so much resources. And you know, we give birth to babies and that have multiple problems. Now, as somebody that's, you know, wants to fight for life, I would never tell a parent, look, you know, this child is not going to make it, so give up. No, we want to fight the fight. But we don't want to give false hope either. Because there's only so much we could do. There are babies that are born that would have died in the womb or would have died right at birth, but we now are able to keep them alive. And we are able to do things. Like when this child got pneumonia, you know, had respiratory issues, in the olden days that child would have passed, unfortunately. Nowadays we're able to keep the baby alive. And we are, and you know, get baby back home with mom and dad. But then we have the issue of, all right, well, now baby's 4 months old. Is baby going to make it 5 months? So how much do we do? How much do we spend? How much can insurance companies do? How much can public dollars do? And it is not an easy conversation. All right, I'm for fighting the fight, and we spend whatever we have to spend, and we quit spending on bull crap and put the money towards the babies. But the conversation is going to come where we have to decide, you know, if some babies we just don't, with these severe conditions, we don't prolong their lives artificially. And it's not going to be an easy conversation to have. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that Harvard College is, I believe, being sued for discrimination against Asian Americans in admission, for admissions process. We're going to talk about that case. We're also going to talk about, this made news, and I'm like, are you guys kidding me? They say 2 out of 3 U.S. patients keep unused painkillers after surgery. They have leftover narcotics and they don't get rid of them. I don't blame them. Because it's going to be so hard to get pain pills now. You want to store some up in case you have a bad day. But that made headlines. 1-877-DOCDALI.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
All right, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Blake working the dials. And thank you all so much for tuning in. So affirmative action is back in the news as we are being told that there is a lawsuit that involves Asian Americans. According to this latest case, the name Austin Gia is being reported as a rising sophomore at Duke University. He had a high GPA, nearly perfect SAT scores, as well as activities like debate team, tennis captain, state orchestra. And he believes he should have had a fair shot at Harvard, Princeton, Columbia, and the University of Pennsylvania. Those Ivy League colleges rejected him after he applied in the fall of 2015. Mr. Gia said when classmates with lower scores than his, who were not Asian American, were admitted, my gut reaction was that I was super disillusioned by how the whole system was set up. He's 19. They say students like Mr. G are now the subject of a lawsuit accusing Harvard of discriminating against Asian Americans in admissions by imposing a penalty for their high achievement and giving preferences to other racial minorities. They say this case is aimed for the Supreme Court. They say it put Asian Americans front and center in this latest stage for the affirmative action debate. The issue is whether there had been discrimination against Asian Americans in the name of creating a diverse student body. The Justice Department, which has signaled that it may investigate intentional race-based discrimination in college and university admissions, may well focus on Harvard, according to New York Times. Now, the Harvard case asserts that the university's admission process amounts to, this case amounts to an illegal quota system, in which roughly the same percentage of African Americans, Hispanics, whites, and Asian Americans have been admitted year after year, despite fluctuations in application rates and qualifications. So according to Ed Bloom, the president of Students for Fair Admissions, and the organization suing Harvard, says it falls afoul of our most basic civil rights principles. And those principles are that your race and your ethnicity should not be something to be used to harm you in life, nor help you in life. His group is a nonprofit based in Virginia, has filed similar suits against the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and the University of Texas in Austin, asserting that white students are at a disadvantage at those colleges because of their admissions policies. Now, they say the federal government potentially has the ability to influence university admissions policies by withholding federal funds under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, which forbids racial discrimination in programs that receive federal money. So, the university has, pioneered and supported affirmative action. It goes back to 1971 with Derek Bach, president of Harvard. He embraced policies that later became a national model. There has been, one of the most famous suits occurred, was it back in, I'm trying to remember, it was a medical school. Okay, here it is. There was a case where Alan Bach was a white man in his mid-30s, and he applied to 12 medical schools, including the University of California Medical School in Davis in 1978. And this case was University of California versus Bach. After all the schools rejected him, he sued the school of Davis, which had rejected him twice because he argued that the school had discriminated against him by admitting students of color with lower medical scores than his. At the time, Davis's medical school reserved 16 out of 100 spots in each year's new class for, quote, students of color. In that case, the question posed to the court was whether the policy violated the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause and the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So, basically, from what we understand, the court ruled that racial quotas were not constitutionally permissible. And they cannot use race as a criterion in admissions decisions. The court said that affirmative action was okay in some contexts, but not that specific one. The University of California has no affirmative action policy, according to History.com. So this has been, this has obviously been an issue. Was it the Sarah Fisher case? Fisher versus the University of Texas. This was the most recent Supreme Court ruling. Fisher versus University of Texas, where the court ruled that the university's consideration of race had not resulted in discrimination against a rejected white applicant. So, as this progresses, I don't understand how this whole admission process works because there's very little spots. I've interviewed students for medical schools for years. And, you look at the applicant, that applicant gets a chance to advance. I don't even think race is on the application. So they advance to interview. You do the interview. You rate them on the interview. They rate their grades, et cetera. Now, you sift through applications and applicants based on scores, but you don't, and I can't speak for all medical schools or college applications or whatever. You don't just pick the highest. Somebody from my medical school class only had a 2.8 GPA, but he won the interview over, and he ended up being one of the top kids in my class. Yet he had the lowest GPA I've ever heard of anybody going into medical school. So, this filtering through, and I understand schools have to filter. If you only have 12 spots or 100 spots, let's say, and you have thousands upon thousands of applicants, there's got to be some system that you use. You know, and if you decide, you know, nobody with a GPA of 2.0 or nobody with a GPA of 3.0, everybody has to be 4.0 or above, I get that. But I just don't see how during an admissions process, you know, and if it happens, that's not right, where they go, wait a second, okay, let's take this person over this person because they're white, black, Asian, female, you know, but my guess is maybe many of these universities have that conversation of, look, you know, we have mostly men, you know, we got to fill up some women. We gotta fill up some, and you know, as a woman, that kind of insults me. You know, where, man, well, you know, we gotta throw some women in the mix. I would hate to think that I got into medical school because I was a woman. And it wasn't because of my application. Now luckily my application was good. I was honors program, cum laude, had a lot of activities, did research, had good scores. And so, but you know, if I thought that I made it because, you know, I had to play the woman card, that would be very, very frustrating. But it would also be frustrating if I couldn't get into any program because I was a woman. Nah, we don't like it. She's a girl. Let's only pick a guy. So we've made such progress. We've made such advancements. And affirmative action was part of that progress. But if it gets to a point that you have applicants and they are turned down because they're male or female or black or white or Asian, then, you know, we are then violating basic civil rights. And we need to, you know, everybody's worried they're going to get sued. You know, well, if we don't have enough women, we'll get sued. If we don't have enough African Americans, we'll get sued. If we don't have enough whites, if we don't have enough Asian Americans, we'll get sued. I think what this has proven is you're going to get sued no matter what. So have a fair policy. You know, and now, where a lot of schools get away with this is, what if somebody fails the interview? So remember there was a law student who had graduated and then failed and then sued the law school because they couldn't get a job, and they said they went to multiple interviews, etc. Well, if you went to multiple interviews and you didn't get the job, that's not the school's fault because you made the interview. That could be your fault. And that could be your fault because you must have stunk at the interview. So on one end, you know, we sometimes need to call it like it is. You know, maybe there's something on your application that they just didn't like, or maybe you weren't personable, or maybe you weren't a good mix. And I'm not saying Gia or whoever in this particular, I'm just saying, you know, generally, you know, sometimes you got to kind of look at the other side, you know, why else? And then the truth has to come out going, well, you know, the way you interviewed poorly. You know, you were cocky. You were elitist. You weren't going, you know, for medicine, with your heart. You were going thinking of your wallet, which we don't have to deal with it now anymore because nobody in medicine really makes money like they used to. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. If it'll go back to the Supreme Court. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so 2 out of every 3 U.S. patients keep their unused painkillers after surgery. Only 66% of us? I have pain medication from a surgery from 10 years ago. Absolutely. I mean, because I didn't need it all, and God forbid anything ever happens, you know, like in a car accident or whatever, I like to have something on standby. I should probably throw them out. They're old. But I do. Why is this such a bad thing? They say surgery patients are usually prescribed opioids to ease postoperative pain. But more than two-thirds end up with leftovers. And they don't get rid of them. Well, I got, like, a couple theories for that one. According to drugs.com, they say most patients who have the extra opioid pills do not lock them away, but leave them accessible to possible abuse by others. Researchers said, we are surprised to find that the number was as high as it was. He said, it is likely that we as physicians who care for patients with pain after surgery need to do a better job of educating patients about how to take pain medication, how to store that medication, and what to do with it once they're done with the medication. They say saving unneeded narcotic pain pills for a rainy day when you might be in pain may be adding to the nation's opioid epidemic. Okay, I get that. But as your radio doctor, I completely understand why you're doing what you're doing, okay? You know, we could be as academic as we want to with this, okay? It is sounding like more and more that you guys are going to be hard-pressed to get any sort of pain medication. And there is nothing that scares the living daylights out of any of us than being in pain and not being able to squash that pain. They say the 2015 National Survey on Drug Use and Health found that nearly 4 million Americans took opioids for non-medical reasons every month, which is too high. More than 2 million people in the U.S. are addicted to prescription painkillers. I get that. Opioids do have their place in managing pain after surgery, according to Dr. Bickett. I get that. Good. Opioid medications for pain after surgery are an essential treatment. We have evidence that there are patients who legitimately need these medications, and sometimes pain after surgery has been undertreated. There was some discussion that maybe too many pills are being given after surgery and that doctors need to give less because people are having leftovers. Now, for any of you about to have a hip replacement or a knee replacement or surgery for spinal stenosis, you are probably scared to death that somebody is going to listen to that and go, oh, you know what? Let me only give you 5 pills and then come back for more. How are you supposed to come back for more? You're home in bed. You know, your wound, your wound is leaking. So across 6 studies, 67% to 92% of patients said they had unused narcotic painkiller pills. Moreover, 42% to 71% of the pills prescribed weren't taken. They say most patients stopped or didn't use the pills because their pain was under control. 16% to 29% said they didn't take them because of side effects. So how do they store them? Well, 73% to 77% of the participants said their prescriptions, pain pills, were not in locked containers. Well, that's what's recommended by the FDA. Most patients intended to keep their unused pills. Only 9% of the patients said they planned to get rid of their pills using the recommended FDA procedure. Basically, you're supposed to take them out of the packaging, put them in some kitty litter. You could either give them to a pharmacist who does prescription pickup, or you could do them to sanitation department pick it up, as long as they are completely covered in kitty litter, away from animals so animals don't eat them, and your label removed with the name taken off, etc., for your privacy. Do not flush them down the toilet. Do not put them down the sink, etc. So according to the American Academy of Family Physicians, all opioids should be stored in their original packaging inside a locked cabinet, lockbox, or a location where others can't get to them. They say, in addition, many communities have programs to help dispose of unused narcotics. We've talked about that. So they say maybe patients don't need 30 or 40 pills after surgery. Maybe they only need 10, according to Dr. Deutsch. We need to reflect on our practices. Are we giving too many pills to our patients? Are we not gauging our patients' pain tolerance appropriately? Okay, let me say this right now. The opioid epidemic is not caused by Grandma Mary not taking all her prescriptions and having the bottle sit there in her medicine cabinet. That is not why we have a country addicted to pain medications, okay? Now, I get what they're saying. Well, somebody could steal them. So somebody could be getting a bottle of 15 pills. Okay, but is that causing this opioid epidemic? It's only 15 pills. Come on. Now, if two-thirds of people do not need 30 tablets, and only need, let's say, 27 tablets, does that mean we need to make a whole big story saying let's cut it down to 27? I would make a whole big story if of those 30 tablets, people only needed 2 or 3. But see, I got to tell you something, okay? I've had surgery, and my surgeon is amazing, Dr. Craig Iwamoto at Desert West Surgery. So I had a hernia repair, and then I had to have another one years later. And with both, I only needed to take one pain medication the night of surgery. Other than that, I wasn't in pain. Yeah, he was awesome. Just phenomenal surgeon. And so, yeah, I had pills left over. Now, don't rob the house. Okay, I got rid of them, but still. I have my other medication, the old medication, is what I'm saving, the old one. Okay, I got to do a little experiment to see how long they last and what happens to the powder, and I'm playing around with that. But just knowing I had pain medication if I needed it helped. You know, same thing. My son had wisdom teeth surgery, so they gave him Tylenol 3 with codeine. He didn't need it. But just knowing that it's there in case. But if we had not had, let's say, pain medicine, and we're like, look, we don't have any pain medicine, so just, you know, grin and bear it, people would feel more pain. So, I would make an argument to let people think they have plenty and that their pain is going to be in control such that they don't panic and then overtake the medication. So I'd like to see the opposite study going, you know, maybe, you know, we have people post-op not taking as many pain medication. Now, what I used to do with patients who are about to have surgery is I would sit down with them and say, look, okay, you need to be prepared that you're going to be getting a pain medication, and I don't want you in pain. Because if you're in pain, you're not going to walk around, you're not going to breathe deep, you're going to be more prone to getting a DVT or pneumonia, blood clot, etc., pneumonia in the lungs. I want you moving around, I want you comfortable. I want you doing your therapy. But we need to be very, very careful after a week or two of these because we do not want you becoming addicted. So we are going to, you know, do these medications very carefully. And, you know, it just takes some instruction. It just takes some, you know, hand-holding. They start to limit pain medication post-op, people are going to be freaking out. Sponges pack more bacteria than toilets. These kitchen sponges are a hotbed of bacteria. A DNA analysis of the cleaning tools at University in Germany found 362 different types of bacteria. Researchers at Furtwangen University analyzed 14 different kitchen sponges, found that they are dirtier than a toilet. E. coli, Salmonella, Staphylococcus, and this is what you clean your dishes with. They say kitchen environments could be dirtier than a bathroom. Now, most of the bacteria wasn't harmful, but the fact that sponges could house and hold and pass bacteria is scary. You have human hands, you have contaminated food. How many times do you clean out your sponge? Now, they recommend what you do is you microwave the sponge over a minute. You let it soak in a bleach solution for 5 minutes. Use products with hydrogen peroxide, isopropyl alcohol, ammonia vinegar. These can kill 99.9% of bacteria, but there's always that 1%. So that's why maybe microwaving the sucker. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.